Sometimes it's easy to read, and other times it's really hard to read. And so what we're going to do over the next few weeks is hopefully help us understand a little bit more about what this is. A verse that we are going to look at next week, but I did want to just kind of flag it to you this week, is in 2 Timothy 3, 16. It says this: all scripture, all of this, is God-breathed. Everybody. And it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Did you know that this book outsells every other book in the world? Did you know, although it looks like one, it is 66 books in the Bible? And if you're not sure how it's split up, either go home, find one and count them, or ask a person next to you right now, see if they know the answer. Do they know how the Bible is split? Old Testament, New Testament, how many books are in the Old Testament, how many books are in the New Testament? Answers on a postcard. Everyone's feeling a little bit worried now. The other thing that I've heard about the Bible is that it's the best instructions before leaving Earth. And yes, in actual fact, as someone who has read it pretty regular in his life, I would say that living by what this talks about are definitely the best instructions. However, who's ever put Flatpak together? It's not always that easy, right? It's just like, you know, especially our kids, they've got no words, just pictures, which is easier, possibly, but not. And the reality is about God's word is that, yes, they are the best words to live by, but that doesn't mean it's always going to be that easy. So, and the Bible gives out an awful lot of images about who God is. And, you know, you've heard Andre talk about God's love for you. And if you really want to find out more about who this God guy is that we're talking about today, the best place to find him is in here. Because as we read this stuff, actually, it starts to change our life. Ooh, a mirror. Yes, indeed. Who likes looking in the mirror? Some of us do, others of us don't. There is a verse in James that says this: for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and then goes away and at once forget what he looks like. Looking in a mirror helps us to see ourselves, but it's not like you forget what you look like. You do know what you look like because you've looked at it enough. And God's word, what God's word does is it helps us to kind of see things reflected back on us. And sometimes, let's be honest, we don't always like what we see. There are many parts that I'm sure we would like to change about ourselves. What God's word does is it reflects back on us, and as we live by this stuff, it starts to change the way that we live. So the Bible is a little bit like a mirror. The Bible also says, it's like a double-edged sword. Remember going to someone's house and we were trying to find a property, and he had one of those massive big samurai war swords. I said, "Can I have a go?" And my wife said, "No." But it's like a double-edged sword. What does a double-edged sword do? Well, it attacks. And it'll go through. The verse even says in Hebrews 4, it says, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow. That means it really hurts. But God's word is there to enable us and to judge the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. Double-edged sword. What does it do? It attacks, but also the use of a sword is for defense. That doesn't mean that we use our Bibles or those palm crosses as swords. All right? It's not going to help you very much in a fight, but what it does is as we read it and we get to know it, we actually feel like, oh, that hurts a little bit. That really gets right to me. Yeah, because God's saying, look, come on, I want you to grow. I want you to be better than you are as I show my grace and my love and my mercy to you. And so it is going to hurt sometimes because change does hurt. But then it is also good. And it can help to defend us in times when it might feel quite scary. So it's also a double-edged sword. And finally, doesn't work very well. Oh, yeah, it does. There you go, Johnny. Hey, mate. It says this in Psalm 119, verse 105 and 6. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, and I will follow your righteous laws. God's word helps us see things differently. You know, when you're in the dark and you need a torch and you're trying to find out where the light is and all that kind of stuff, like, these are really helpful. God's word is incredibly helpful for us as we go through life. It might not give us the full answer. Because the Bible talks a lot about healing. The Bible talks a lot about pain and about suffering. It talks an awful lot about all these big issues in the world. Brexit is not a surprise to God. The answers are there, and it doesn't mean that instantly you get the full answer, but just like using a torch to our feet, we're not always going to find the whole story there and picture right in front of us, but we are going to see a bit of the answer. And the more that we spend time in God's word, the more that we actually get to understand who God is, and the light gets brighter. I've been a Christian since I was 11, so about 20 minutes. And I'm still finding stuff in God's word that I'm sure I've read before. But as I grow in my relationship with God, I get to find out more about him and more about his love for me. It's a big story. I don't advise reading from start to beginning if you've never done that before. Our DY intern, Shannon, she is trying to read her Bible, the whole Bible, in a month. She's really digging in, and man alive, my phone has just got, it's being hit by questions. What about this? What about that? Because that's what it does. The more we spend time in God's word, the more questions we have. But then, that's where God comes and also helps us find those answers. It's a story of love. It's a story about a very, 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 very big God who loves little you and me. It is a mirror. It reflects on us. It helps us to see us in a different way. It's a double-edged sword in that it can hurt, but it can also defend. And it is certainly a light that helps us walk our path as we get to know God more. So I encourage you, I dare you, pick it up. And if you are, start in Mark. Don't start in Leviticus. You'll be very scared. But allow God through his word to see and hear what it is that Andre was talking about. Because if you want to find out more about him, he's all in here. It's not dusty. It's not stale. It's alive and it's living. Let's just take a moment to be still. An awful lot has happened in our service today. Think about the things that you've heard, the things that you've sung, the things that you've seen. Dear God, I thank you that your word is alive and active, that it is inspired by you, it is breathed by you. I pray that you will help us to delve into it and to get to know you better through it. And all the other things that have happened in this service, God, we give you thanks. And whatever those impressions on our minds are, and we have questions, may we find the answers through your people and through you. In your name, amen.